Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
You're on, big boy. I'm done for the day. I did half hour.
I'm wasted.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You guys are all welcome. We gave you a half hour without John Hadley and me, TJ Moe.
Hey, boys.
This is the Bob Ramsey Show. If anybody.
Was. It's a 30-minute sitcom.
You can have 30 minutes any day you want, and I guarantee it will be more entertaining than the 30 minutes we
I don't
give.
Know about that. Did you guys, on your way, did you hear?
Rob Raines.
Rob, what a terrific guy. Again, that's STLSportsPage.com, and he's got a thing on Facebook, and he described it, but it started. Sounded like he started speaking Chinese, so it was hard for me to follow.
Oh, maybe he's a coder, yeah. Learn to code. You could do that yourself.
Again, I don't know what you're saying. Oh. So, but he's got some sort of a chat thing tonight.
Okay.
Can you chat on Facebook?
Sure.
I think he's doing
that. Group or something?
I think he's doing that tonight at 8:30 if folks would like to join.
All right. My big takeaway was he said Matt Carpenter is absolutely crushing it down in the minors. Mm. What is he, like 15 for 16? Mm. 14 for 16?
You might have misinterpreted that.
And he said he's ready to come back up and be the leadoff guy. Mm-hmm. He's totally found his swing.
I wouldn't challenge you because you know Cro-Magnon, but I would offer that I had a little different interpretation of what
okay.
he said.
I'll help you change it up a little bit. I'll introduce you to my friend Smith and Wesson. they check ConAgra all the time.
ConAgra.
Do they?
Yes.
ConAgra. That's a good one, too. I like that.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong, but Cro-Magnon would be more to your benefit because if I get out my AR-15, then you die a lot faster.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
That's not a Smith & Wesson.
No.
Indeed, it's not.
No, no. So anyway, a lot of things going on. He was, Rob, this might be before you guys were on your way back to the studio. He was very bullish on the Cardinals' conversation with the Diamondbacks regarding two left-handed pitchers. Robbie Ray and what's his name? Chaffin?
Yes, and if they were able to get Rob Ray, let's just say I'll have to be underneath my desk for a good half hour.
What do you think that means?
He didn't, and Rob absolutely did not rule out to the point, again, he was bullish on the Cardinals maybe getting them both.
Wow.
Why didn't you answer what you thought that meant? You just skipped right over it.
Because you knew.
Well, I will need an explanation.
Well, if I have to stay
seated. Ask one of the guys on the morning
I'm
show.
I'm a 28-year-old virgin. Don't be telling me some red, like, I got to know everything. I don't.
If I'm sitting underneath my desk and I get excited, then I can't pull back from underneath my desk because I'm sort of quasi-locked in.
I know nobody has them anymore. Anybody have a magazine? I've got to kill this fly.
You ought to see Randy Markell when there's flies around.
I guess us old guys just can't take it.
Oh, Pine Top Perkins would like a word with you.
Oh.
He says, Bob, can you please lay off saying really, really all the time? It's extremely annoying and lazy. Thanks, Boo.
Thanks, Boo.
I appreciate the salutation. I really didn't know I was really doing that.
I really, really didn't know.
Did I do that a lot? I never noticed.
You do.
I'll pay attention.
You did it twice right there.
That was on purpose.
No, that and you also used it once. It's not the once that he cares about. It's twice. He is really, really good.
Oh, the really, really
the
good.
Double.
Ah.
Really is fine.
Okay.
As if to say you're not.
How about if I
kidding.
Said really extraordinarily, whatever the rest of the sentence was. Like, just don't double up.
That's what he said here.
That's fair enough.
Really, really twice. Splashback Deuce.
Fair enough.
Carpenter should make his own salsa down in the minors. The salsa lost the mojo when it got mass produced. Yeah.
And it happens. Quality control.
Splashback also said, did you guys read text in the last segment?
Did not.
Okay. So we have a few, and I will say them now. Where is it? Oh, Splashback. He says, we give one guy crap on our softball team because he never was a home run hitter, but he hit one once, and now he swings for the fences every time and pops out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again.
Now, the other thing that is really interesting, thankfully, Harrison Bader has really come around. He's like, you know, seven for his last 78.
Not going to happen.
What are you going to do with him?
I think there's a chance, depending on how the roster plays out through the trade deadline, I think there's a chance that he could spend some time in Memphis before the September 1st call-up. And
he needs to.
I think
bad.
If Randy Arozarena, by the way, can we call him Rice-A-Roni, or would that be offensive?
Offensive to who?
Well, Araz, because Araz is rice, correct?
Well, yes, but I mean,
wait. Is that, I really meant that as a question. I don't know. Araz is rice in Espanol?
No idea.
Didn't you guys, any of you guys take Spanish?
Yeah, 10 years ago.
I know. Kilo.
I don't think that's Spanish, though, is it?
I think
that's
no? Just,
no. I think that's Canadian.
Huh.
Yeah, A-R-R-O-Z.
Yeah. Araz. So, Arena almost sounds like Aroni. Rice-A-Roni. But I guess that would be offensive.
To who? To who?
To bleeding heart liberals?
See, I'm just going to take it to the next level. Can we just call him the San Francisco
Treat?
If their
heart's bleeding, they're not going to be here.
That's what you do.
You call him the San Francisco Treat.
There you go.
Huh. Now, to be extra offensive.
Arena. The San Francisco Treat.
Yeah, I don't think he has anything to do with San Francisco, but I like it.
Guess what today is?
Monday?
Silent Rock Monday.
Hey, maybe you can clarify something for me. Just clear something up for me. If they are bleeding heart liberals, and indeed they are bleeding from the heart, they shouldn't be around for very long, in which case we don't have to take their opinions very seriously.
That's a good take.
Well, if you're bleeding from the heart, you ain't going to be around long.
It's a good take. I'm with you on that.
So that's what President Trump's doing right about now. Picking a fight with Baltimore. Okay, quick aside. Sorry, boys. President Trump has figured out that no matter what he says, there will be incredible opposition from even otherwise really reasonable people. So now he's just pointing out the most obvious things on planet Earth and saying them, knowing that
somebody will push back.
The crazy pretzel you have to tie yourself into to oppose what he's saying. And he says it at 3 a.m. on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then he gets called a racist. And he is. So at first he's like, all right, I need to say controversial things. And then that way, you know, you get him to go back. Now he's figured out it doesn't matter what he says. He tomorrow could go out and say what Nancy Pelosi said the day before, and she
verbatim
would change her stance and say, I was a racist yesterday. I am sorry. I am no longer a racist. President Trump is still a racist. He's awful.
Yeah.
He said, hey, in essence, Baltimore is a blank hole. Almost nearly verbatim what Bernie Sanders said a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He went there and says, he's like, half the buildings are uninhabitable. You can't. It looks like you would think you are living in a third world country. Verbatim, that's what he said. And now everybody's coming out. President Trump is a racist for saying that Baltimore is a terribly rundown city. Newsflash, it is. And, as we're sitting here, so is St. Louis down in the city. And so are many of the big cities. Go into Detroit for 5 minutes. See how that goes for you. It just, he has. Did you guys want to hear one of John's private messages? Because
it was Weber Chevrolet wanting to go over something, and I just got tired of listening to the message.
Okay. Can you bring the car back so we don't have to send a tow truck?
Yeah.
Would you mind? Be a pal.
Yeah. Do you know we can track it?
So he has figured out that you just say whatever you want. By the way, when President Obama did this, he was not this crazy. But Fox did the same thing. This is we're going on how so long as I've been paying attention to politics. But it is as heightened as it's ever been, and he has now cracked the code. Just say any normal, reasonable thing, and the opposition has to go nuts over nothing.
They have to find a way.
And they will.
They will.
And it's just the most entertaining thing on the planet right now. That's what I spent my weekend doing, reading the replies. And like Al Sharpton's parachuting in.
Oh, my God.
Right now to Baltimore to protect what is otherwise. Right now, the two places that have largely, and this I don't know if this is true as of this year, but this was true last year and the year before, when there was like this war on the police, Baltimore, who had their issue, I forget the guy's name who was in the back of the van who passed.
Oh, him. Yeah.
Okay, that was their thing. And then Chicago's the other one, where basically the police said, fine, police yourselves. And the murder rate went through the frickin' roof.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a terribly unsanitary city, rat infested. All of this stuff is true. Like the timing is everything. By the way, this is where I think like Trump might be a little bit smarter than we give him credit for. He probably was tipped off that this PBS documentary on the rat infestation in Baltimore was coming out today or yesterday, and he tweeted like right before it. so that when everybody's calling him a racist and crazy and they're like, huh, maybe I should watch this documentary tonight on PBS.
That's pretty funny.
And it came out and was like, oh, yeah, this is one of the most rat-infested cities in America, but this is awful.
He's very opportunistic in that regard.
It just saying the most plainly obvious thing should just get us all on board. And, like, you could have used this as an opportunity to say, yes, things are really difficult here and we could use some extra federal funding. But instead they said, you're a racist. How dare you say this place sucks? I think it sucks for the white people there, too, probably.
And Orioles fans.
And Orioles fans. That is well done. So, anyhow, that's what I was thinking about this weekend, boys. And Scott Sprinkle-Balsack has thoughts. Just to let the guys know, the first half an hour of the show was the best one to date for this time period that I can remember. Thanks, Rammer and Rock. Scott.
We thank Rob Raines, actually.
Scott is not wrong. I listened to the show, and I enjoyed it more than listening to myself talk.
Hmm.
I don't even care. Have you ever listened back to your own shows? It's awful.
That's why I don't.
Yeah.
I know.
It's awful. You can't, nobody can stay, like, even normal people, you're not on the radio, I get it. You don't have a podcast, maybe. Go listen, call your own phone and listen to the voicemail. It's just the most mortifying thing you can do.
Yeah,
is terrible. That really how I sound?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Why am I so nasally?
Yeah, why do I say really, really all the time? It just sucks.
I can't even.
I mean, it really sucks.
I can't even understand what I'm saying when I listen.
That makes all of us.
I have now been around John enough. I am the John translator. He can say things, and I routinely have to look at the person next to me and tell them, yeah, he means this. And he's like, yeah, that's what I said. No, that's not even in the galaxy of what you said. That's not, we're on a different planet.
Hey, let me throw the show a change up real quick.
All right.
A lot of times I'll try and say, hey, what'd you do this weekend to really get back around to me telling you what I did?
Okay.
So I'll just start with what I did. Save time. I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood for the second time.
Oh, I'll be fascinated.
Went twice already.
Oh, so that tells me everything I need to know.
There you go.
See, the theater I was in,
mm-hmm.
I saw it last Thursday when it came out.
Oh, you saw it already?
Yeah. There were people booing. I don't understand.
Booing the film?
And then I go outside.
What?
And here's what I'm thinking. I go outside.
Morons.
Waiting for my date to come out of the theater.
What was his name?
But Randy. He was with
Randy.
So,
and he was with his date, still in the theater.
So I'm hearing people, oh, that movie was long. People, go back, look at Pulp Fiction. Name me a couple Tarantino films.
Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs was basically a fast movie.
Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight. Those are all about three-hour movies.
Yeah.
Most of his movies are long movies. The only difference is a lot of times you're sort of shielded from the monotony because there's, like, extraordinarily violent scenes or, like, incredible action scenes that sort of make up for the two or three 10-minute lulls.
Mm-hmm.
This was, I refer this to this as a sort of L.A. Cali Archie film, if you will. Not the typical Tarantino film. But more importantly than anything else, I hear people say, that wasn't about Charles Manson. Well, no. When was the last time?
Who said it was?
Exactly. And on top of that, when was the last time that Tarantino ever... Tarantino's movies...
Or Tarantino.
Now you did what my son did. Damn both of you!
Understood.
He did. Tarantino's films are much like me... On the radio. It's just like all over the place.
Yeah. Illogical.
He always has like three or four plot lines.
Yeah.
They eventually all come together at the end, mm-hmm. end of the show, which I'm still trying to make that work. But
yeah, we're not going
to
get
there. Oh, Splashback would like to know if Wanda enjoyed the flick.
Let me tell you something right now. I'm telling you.
Wanda, no, you're not.
No, you didn't. You didn't at all.
I'm telling you, you guys can mock Wanda all you want. But that old big behemoth from Washington, Missouri, she was good, boy.
I don't want to talk about it.
I'm just telling you.
I don't want to talk about it.
I'm not guaranteeing you won't have to get a penicillin shot, but you'll have a smile on your face for 2 days.
Don't want to talk about it.
Can I read you this?
Anyway.
Your take. I want to hear your take.
Well, I don't want to affect anyone else going to see it because a lot of times hype will taint it. Are you serious? People were booing?
Yes.
Rock, you get a quick
dispensation.
Rock Monday. Quick dispensation.
Okay. Yeah, there are some critics who absolutely hate this, and I've seen some fans say that it's a middle of the road. They hate the ending. A lot of different things.
Oh my God! I loved it.
As much, and I have run across Rock with the stranger in. I'm curious to see whether or not we're going to die today.
Don't know until you try, baby. Don't know.
Exactly.
Don't know.
Oh, you can lock anybody
I'll
out.
Say this. I don't think it'll give it away if I just say this. It's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood because it is a fairy tale in his mind.
Right.
And it's hit. I don't want to give it away. It's Tarantino's revenge on Manson and the people who perpetrated, in his view, the end of a Hollywood era.
Correct.
That didn't give anything away, did it?
No.
Okay.
No.
And so, if you didn't get from the title of the movie that it's a fairy tale, I don't know what you were thinking. Anyway, that's all I got.
No, I will say this much, though. I've run across DiCaprio a couple times in my TV travels. I found him to be a condescending little... but there's no doubt in my mind that he's one of the 10 best actors I've ever seen in my life. This might be as good a role as he's ever... He and Pitt were so freaking good.
Yep.
So good.
And don't you just hate Brad Pitt? Guys our age, we hate him.
Why is
because
that?
He's hot and has better hair than you. And
the older he gets, the better he looks.
Yeah.
Son of a...
All I've heard is rooftop scene.
It didn't matter.
Correct.
I'd have done Brad Pitt when he was 19.
What do you mean, done him? What do you mean? What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Again.
Good hair back then.
Let's keep it back on course.
Hey, there are a few people who get hotter as they go, though. Like there's Carrie Underwood when she was doing her American Idol stuff was like, and she was she was a full grown woman. Now she's like a 10. She was like a 4 when she showed up there. Obviously makeup and professional, but okay. But she actually grew into looking better. A lot of girls do that. Guys, I don't think look better. We age better. We don't look better as we go. There are some women who actually look better as they go. I don't know how that's done.
Some women, after they've had a kid, they just mature.
They become wildcats because now.
Well,
all of
I
a
wouldn't.
Sudden,
oh, they're called cougars.
No. Once they had a kid, let's just say that it's opened the horizon. So I'm telling you. You better have some vitamin E and a blue diamond handy because
those little
wildcats get up all over you. Arr, 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 arr. So anyhow. Bob.
Can you please don't ever do that again.
Did your date enjoy the film? Really?
Yes. You could talk to him about it.
Juan is a reject.
Yeah. But it's interesting that you bring this up because earlier this morning, I was reading where Netflix is going to pour $520 million into three movies. I'm thinking, how can three movies cost you $520 million?
Oh, I can see that.
Then I looked. One of them's called The Irishman. It's being directed by Martin Scorsese, and the main actors are De Niro, Pacino, and Pesci. So that
there's your budget.
There's another one called Red Notice that has The Rock and Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
So... I mean, Netflix
is $40 million.
Netflix is jumping knee deep into this movie business now, not just creating their own TV series and documentaries,
but legitimate film,
big time.
Yeah,
big time. Good for Netflix. I mean,
yeah,
that's what'll sort of keep Hollywood fresh. Is
the world is changing, and now you have all these outlets, and maybe because there's it's more opportunity for young filmmakers to get things produced. Where in the past it was funneled to the top and it was so hard to break through.
Yeah. And see, I'll tell you another thing too. This is my personal opinion.
Huh?
Opinion.
He's on from 3 to 6 weekdays.
Did
Except
you ever
for Friday.
To Live and Die in L.A.?
Oh yeah.
Again, extraordinarily memorable movie that had a lot of lulls, but when it picked up, the action was incredible. See, I think sometimes when big time people get after LA, it's all about the scenery, it's all about the nuance, it's all about LA, and that hacks some people off.
As a character.
Right. Exactly.
And that's exactly what Tarantino, it's his love letter
yep.
to the end of that golden age of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see, if there's one thing I will miss about not doing my TV job this year, it's Los Angeles. I know TJ wants California. Cam wants California. They all want California to just fall off the face of the earth.
This is why we're for potential climate change, because then it would just go underwater.
I just love Los Angeles. I absolutely adore Los Angeles.
That's a terrible city. You look out and you're
I've always enjoyed visiting. Don't know if I could live there, but I've enjoyed visiting.
Oh, yeah, I could never. That's why I'm not doing my California job anymore, because I refuse to move out there.
Yeah. You look out and you're like, huh, it's kind of foggy today. And then you realize, no.
I'm breathing it.
Yep. Those are just carbon emissions all.
You could go a full year and go within a 50-mile radius of Los Angeles and have something new to do that you would enjoy every weekend of the year.
And it would only take you 9 hours to get wherever that is 2 miles away.
Is it a different taco stand?
Racist.
Because that would take up every day of my life down there.
Unbelievable. Can you believe that? Huh?
I'm trying to buy
why
the tacos.
Why does it have to be tacos? Why couldn't it be Der Wiener Schnitzel?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
No, it's the tacos.
Because
take your tacos and
go
home.
I don't like your Wiener Schnitzel. I don't like your Wiener Schnitzel.
Take your taco. Hey, now. That's time to go to break. What the hell just happened there, Bob?
It's frightening. We're out of control.
Unbelievable.
Hey, you know, Royal Banks of Missouri has new extended drive-up hours. Did you know that? You say, what's the big deal? Well, people don't want to get out of their car. So the extended drive-up hours make them as wide-ranging and as flexible as you need and better than anybody in the market. 9 of the located interactive teller stations are open 8:30 a.m. till 7 o'clock at night.
Whoa, seriously?
Seriously.
Do you know
how Monday through Friday.
You know, I'm not remote. I have to interrupt you here, because you know how many times that I wanted to stop by and drop something off at the bank?
And they say, oh, they're closed. It's 6:01. They shut down.
40, shut to 40. You get on to 40 and you can't move?
Open till 7, wow. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. On Saturdays? On Saturday. 314-212-1500 for any information you'd like about Royal Banks. And, of course, you can go online to royalbank.com. Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
John Danny Tanner.
Hold on. There's a freaking drive-up open at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday.
On Saturday.
That's incredible.
Man, my mom, when we were all young kids and she had to take us 30 different places, she would have been at Royal Banks in a heartbeat, because every day it was, can't you get to the bank before
the bank
it closes?
I love it.
That's incredible for just working class people.
I love
people.
It when Rock it reminisces 4 years back. Anyhow.
The old days.
Okay.
The old days, 2015.
In fairness, we don't have a large sum of years to pull
from. I really wish it was 4 years ago.
Danny Tanner would like to know, you know, former star of
yes.
Full House. Loyal listener, whose freaking phone keeps going off? Which tells me he's probably not a loyal listener if he does not know the answer to this question.
Pretty easy answer.
Rock.
Way to pass it off.
Unbelievable.
Rock.
Apparently the buck does not stop here.
Rock, we're way over time.
Break.
What are you doing?
Break.
Rock.
Break.
Rock.